It's called the meeting to order.
25 seconds.
Please stand and salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everybody.
Well, because Robin's supposed to be here and we're starting early, so.
First, we'll do the superintendent's update.
No, by Verizon time.
Did you say Robin's on her way or Nikki?
No, Robin's not on her way.
Robin's on.
She is.
No, she's on her way. And so that's a, she should be walking in.
Okay, well, we can wait.
I assume.
Okay.
Just wait 1 minute.
We can wait.
But.
I was just watching the clock.
By Verizon, she still has 4 more minutes.
Huh?
I'm just saying. That's why I'm so far away.
Okay. I was just being funny.
Oh.
I knew it was Robin for sure.
We just left for a second. We'll be right back. Okay, bye. She's walking in right now.
Yeah, she's walking. She's walking.
Okay.
This is going to be a long night.
Uh-huh.
Go Padres! I'm number one in your eyes, thank you. Number one in your eyes. I love that.
Hello.
Oh.
That's a
point. Sorry. I am. But that was mean. That was a little note.
Well, you missed it earlier. That was
out in the open.
That's the second
time you said it. That was out in the open.
By Verizon time, you are exactly on time.
And by T-Mobile time.
And by my. It's right.
They tried to start 5 minutes ago.
Apple time here.
All right, I'll get started. First of all, I'd like to welcome Colonel Peterson as our new liaison. Did you want to tell us anything about yourself, Colonel?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So my name is James Peterson. I'm the Mission Support Group Commander out of Diehl Air Force Base, and we've been asked to act as the liaison here, so very honored and happy to be here. So anything that we can do to help out and build a better relationship, that's my job. I've been here for about 2.5 months, so I am definitely the new guy. So please forgive me for any of the new guy foibles that I might do, but I've been in the Air Force for about 22 years. Started out as a B-1 bomber pilot for many years. The last decade has been mostly at the Pentagon or at Space Command or doing things back and forth between those organizations. So again, just happy to be here. And don't hesitate to come to me with any questions, concerns, or things that we can do to help out with the base and the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And on behalf of the board, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, I just have a few things to go over on the superintendent's report. As you know, we received a bus grant for $165,000. We are ordering the new bus. With the $165,000 and the $25,000 that we sold the old bus to the high school for, that gives them $190,000. The new bus is going to run anywhere between $225,000 and $230,000. But that includes all the air conditioning and the video monitoring, et cetera. So that if we order it now, we should get it at the very beginning of 2023. If we wait till the spring, we won't get it before about. And the prices are going to go up, apparently. So we're getting it over. Red Ribbon Week is next week, so all the schools have plans to anti-drugs and, you know, spirit and so on and so forth. So look for that in the Friday update. We are adding an anonymous bullying button to our website where people can report bullying, and it they don't have to put their name in, and it goes directly to the administration, so we can then investigate what is happening. This is becoming a mandate from the state, and so we're getting ahead of the game. Some districts have already done it. Plumas Lake has it. I think the high school has it. So we're adding it to ours. There is apparently going to be an electrical issue out at the base, which is going to be problematic for our school. So we're going to have to sit down and try and figure out what to do, because they're planning on shutting the electricity off to the school for a full day during school. And as you know, we cannot hold school with no electricity because the fire alarms won't work and all the safety measures. So we will either have to ask for a state forgiveness for that day, or we'll have to make up the day. So we're going to have to figure that out once we know exactly the day that it's happening. Jody went to the meeting and tried to persuade them to do it in a non-school day, but it doesn't look like that worked. So we're going to. It's going to be problematic. It's going to be problematic for the parents on base too, because their kids are going to be home that day, and their kids are going to be home. I mean, Angela's up about distance learning, but they don't have electricity in the housing either. So there's just no way to do it. So we'll try to come up with a creative plan, but we'll see what happens. So the ELL group has started a 5-part series of Nurtured Heart for our bilingual second language parents. So they had their first meeting this week, and 9 parents showed up, and it was done completely in Spanish. So there are 4 more scheduled for the near future. And then, of course, Trunk or Treat is on October 31st for a safe experience. Come over to the Wheatland Mall over there, and the district will be participating, along with a couple of board members, I believe, are participating, and many of you out in the audience are participating. So it will be a good event. It's, Taylor, what is this, the 3rd year or 4th year? 5th year. So it's the 5th year that's happened, and it is, it's always very well attended, and it's great to see all those smiling faces. So I'll pass this letter down. This letter is going to go out tomorrow it's on the website now, but it's going to go out tomorrow to all of our parents through Aries. They have once again changed the rules for COVID-related illnesses, but it's good news. We are no longer required to test children for COVID if they have the sniffles. So basically, it's recommended that you still test them, but it is not required. So this letter is going out to the parents to basically say, it's up to you. Your child will still go home if they're sick. But once they improve, you know, their symptoms become mild and they do not have a fever for 24 hours without Tylenol, you know all the old rules. But there's no testing required. However, if parents want to test their children, we will still offer testing kits for that purpose. So maybe we're stepping further away from the whole COVID thing as we get down. So this came out, it's effective today. So we're going to get that out to parents, and I think it'll make some parents very happy, and it'll scare some other parents, right? Because they're not going to know whether or not the kid next to them has COVID or doesn't have COVID. But what we're finding is kids are going home sick, and most of them are testing negative anyway. So. All right. I'm going to move on to the attendance report. At this time, we have 1,361 students. This is 12 more students than we had last year at this time, and 5 less than we had last month. We have 117 students in our preschool program, which is 21 less than last year, and the same number as last month. And remember, because of the universal pre-K, that's why we're losing preschool kids, because they're now in our TK program. So we have a total of 1,428 in all groups, which is almost what we had last year.
All the time, but okay. Hello, everybody. I think most, is it on? Can you guys hear me? Is it? Yeah. Okay. I'm loud anyway, so okay. It's okay. I'm Annette Goodley, the school liaison at Beale Air Force Base, for those who don't know me. Thank you guys for having me. Colonel Peterson, thank you so much for being here today. We've been waiting for you, and it's been great. It's been great, so thank you, sir. I sent out our newsletter that came out this month. So, and it's funny that you speak about bullying, because we've had some instances and some parents talking, and we've seen all the stuff that's kind of on the news at the different schools and all that too. So bullying is a hot topic, especially for this month, and it'll carry us over to next month. But our newsletter has a lot of information on it. Can you hear me now? Okay. Okay. How about like this? Okay. Is that good? Okay. Okay. And you know, October is the National Bully Prevention Month, and we've been working with families, with schools as well. Thank you guys for all of you that are helping us out and just trying to get a handle on that. So thank you for that information about the bully button. I hadn't heard of that. So thank you so much. Also in our newsletter, one of the big things that we like to talk about is our impact aid. And sir, I think we talked a little bit about impact aid as well, and just getting those forms into everybody and making sure that the school is able to count all of our military connected students. So we put that right on the front page of our newsletter as well, and have sent it out to parents, and we've already started talking. Melissa and I have had a little conversation too, so I really do appreciate all the parents that are definitely turning all that paperwork in. We appreciate it, and thank you guys for gathering it as well. Let's see, we have a lot of things going on. Tomorrow we also have a trunk or treat on the base, and it's in our housing area, and I believe it is 6 to 8. I believe it's 6 to 8. Somewhere around there. I'll send the other information to you if not. But that's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody gets to decorate their trunks and kids have a great time. But we'll also be doing trick-or-treating as well on October 31st. So I don't know how that's going to be for school, but you guys have some jittery kids or some kids that are kind of sleepy. But 31st will also be trick-or-treating. One of the really cool things I think that the newsletter holds is we got a lot of information out about STEM. So there's a lot of really really cool STEM programs that are out. I'd like to congratulate also Lone Tree, Wheeling Charter, and the high school also for receiving grants. They got some very hefty grants, and that is they're going to focus in a lot on really helping and supporting their students. So we thank you, and they are DODEA grants, and whenever I send anything out to these schools, they just eat it up, and they really go forward, and they write some excellent grants. So thank you guys for that. I appreciate it. That's going to make the students just so thrilled, and they'll have some really cool stuff going on. Also, we did attend a career day at the high school, which was really awesome. I know some of the middle school kids are probably pretty excited about going to the high school next year. But I talked to a couple of parents whose middle schoolers will be going, and so they were excited about that too. So thank you to the high school for all that, and thank you guys for listening. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah,
Nope. Just give me a call if you do. My number. You guys have my number, right? For and my email. But for anybody who wants to know, my number is 530-634-3539. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I would like to pull the 4.4 off of the consent agenda. I have some questions. The bills and warrants.
Okay, well, we'll vote on the consent agenda, holding off 4.4. All those in favor of the
consent? Somebody has to make a motion and a second.
We have to make a motion to move it off?
No.
No,
just for the consent agenda. So. Mm-hmm.
Motion for the consent agenda? Yeah. There you go.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda, minus 4.4.
Second.
So moved and second to accept the consent agenda, minus 4.4. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to 4.4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a couple of questions. The property tax on page 4, we have three different property taxes. Is that for each site? Page 4. It's the TSIG property tax.
That's property insurance.
Property insurance, sorry.
So that's our property and casualty insurance. That's the one I talked about at the last board meeting that went up significantly.
Uh-huh.
Went from 300 something thousand to 500, almost 500,000, because of they reevaluated the value of all schools, and when you up the value, then your insurance gets upped as well.
Okay, got you. Okay, and then on page 5 we have the canines, which, granted, it's only a $405 expenditure, but it's on there twice. Did they come twice in September?
No.
Because we have
We probably didn't get a bill from them in August. So
okay.
We process bills as they come in, and so they probably invoiced us twice.
So,
one for August and one for September.
So the date on here is the date we receive it, not the date for service?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then I had a question on the valley pump, the repair. That doesn't include the new computer board that we now have as well. My question on that is, have we gotten with the city to figure that out? Because yes, the repairs only cost us $577, but the new computer board was what, $45,000, and currently we are only getting about 30 PSI at the site, and it should be anywhere from 45 to 50. And the city does not seem to be responding anymore. So I don't know if, I know they have a city council meeting next week where we're at with that, because once they start running that water, you know, and so I just don't want to see all that we just put into that burning up.
Yeah, and you know, the issue simply is this. We've talked to the city about it. They disagree with our assessment that has made a difference. And so where we go from here is, you know, we replaced all of our old parts, as you're well aware, and that is the expense. If we continue to have problems, then it gives us one more angle to say to the city that there's still a problem.
Okay, and then I just wanted to bring up, and on here is a lot of, that's okay, that's not a big deal. Also on the greenhouse, it says employee. Is that through the grant, and that's why an employee was paid through? That's on page 12?
Yes, so okay. we hired an outside person to help put the greenhouse up over the summer.
Okay.
And it's paid solely through the grant.
Okay, and then my only other thing was, I knew about it, is a boohoo, and I hopefully the new pump at Wheatland Hill that was at a price tag of $10,000. I'm hoping that staff finally gets it, because that is...
Let's stop flushing things down the toilet. It shouldn't go down the toilet.
So those were the questions that I needed or wanted clarification on, so I appreciate that.
Any other questions about 4.4?
So moved.
Motion? Second?
Second.
It's been first and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
So carried. Moving on to action items. Our first action item of tonight is 5.1, approval of the school site safety plans.
So each year we are required to redo the safety plans, update them, change names, et cetera, et cetera. So what's brought to you is the school site safety plan for each of the schools. And I have the principals here to answer any questions that you may have. But it is typically not much different than the year before, unless we've added a building or we've done something beyond that. I can tell you that Bear River and Wheatland Hill, we used a company to help us write all of the safety plans. And then Lone Tree works side by side with security forces to write their safety plan. So if there's any questions, either I'll answer them or I'll ask the principal to answer them.
Any questions? Can I entertain a motion for 5.1?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So passed. 5.2, approval of the individual school SIP plans.
So again, this is an annual plan that has to be updated by the school sites. They take their SIP plans to their school site councils, and they are brought forward for board approval, and the principals are here if you have any questions about their SIP.
Any questions?
Are these a changing document from time to time, and throughout the year can they change, or do they change?
Yes.
Or is it
yes, yeah, because
the budget changes depending on the so you have like what you anticipate getting.
Right, so it's not.
So sometimes if it's big enough window,
we
have to have another meeting
for you to do.
Okay.
That's what I think. Any further questions? Can I have a motion on 5.2?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. 5.3, approval of the master plan for English learners' success.
Okay, so again, it's an annual plan. Peter is in charge of this area, and so he's here to answer any questions that you may have about the master plan for English learners. It is available to our parents in both English and Spanish. And you know, the plan changes based on your population, but it doesn't change dramatically.
Can I ask how many
we
have?
No, I don't have the number of my families.
Are there any other questions? Can I have a motion for 5.3?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on to 5.4, approved sunshine for CFCA to the district.
So as you're aware, before we can agree in negotiations, each side has the sunshine, which means they tell the public what they're going to talk about in negotiations. So we had given our sunshine to CSEA at the last meeting. CSEA has brought theirs in, and so it's here for your approval. The areas in which they're looking to have discussed in their negotiations is pay and allowances, employee benefits, leaves, the grievance procedure, and then the duration, which is the length of their contract. Typically, there are 3-year contracts. And at the end of the 3-year, you have to do a new 3-year. or you could do a one or whatever, but this one ended June 30th of 2022, so this would be a new contract. When it's a new contract year, they can talk about any and all articles in the contract. When it's a non-contract open year, then they get salary, benefits, and two articles out of the contract.
Are there any questions? Can I have a motion from 5.4, please?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on to 5.5, employment agreement with the confidential staff.
So you can take each of these individually if you would like, or you can take 5.5 through 5.10 as a group. So we have negotiated, now remember, we have union, bargaining units, and then we have non-represented employees. The majority of these are non-represented employees. The confidential group, the classified management group, the psychs, OTs, and nurses, the secretary group, which is a bargaining unit, certificated management, superintendent, and then the other two I'll talk about, 5.11 and 5.12 at a later point. But they are all agreements that we've talked about previously in closed session, and they're brought to you for approval. You can do them one at a time, or you can do the group. It's up to you. I'm not going to answer any questions that you may have.
Is there any objection to doing them all at once? Can I? We'll entertain a motion for 5.5 through 5.10 for agreements for the employees.
Make a motion that we approve 5.5, 5.6, 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, and 5.10.
Second.
Yeah, anything that's on the agenda, the community is allowed. If they have questions, yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Hold on.
Yeah. Can we hold for questions?
If there's questions from somebody, they can come forward to the mic, say who you are and what your questions are, and we'll try to answer them for you.
I just had a question concerning 5.11. which is an 8% raise. I know that, I don't even know we're allowed to talk about salaries, but I know that the superintendent's salary is a lot higher than the superintendents in the surrounding areas, and I know paraeducators have been fighting for a raise for quite a while. I just wanted to say out loud that the classified staff that doesn't have great benefits and the paraeducators that have been fighting for raises for quite a while, to see these significant raises on the top admins is disturbing.
Are you talking about 5.11? Because we aren't to 5.11
yet. She's talking about all of them, 5.10 specifically.
I haven't got to go through all of them, but 5.11 is the one I just clicked on. It says 8% increase in raise.
Okay, yeah, that we're not to that one yet.
Oh, okay.
That one's next.
Okay, I thought you were
she's
doing all of them.
All of them as a whole. They're all 8%. They're all the same.
They're all.
So to answer your question, paraeducators are within the CSEA bargaining unit, and that is what we just they just approved to start bargaining with them. And so paraeducators have received the same raise as everybody else last year, which is 5%, and they will be negotiating with us starting tomorrow.
So that's good to hear. I'm glad they're going to be
all within that same group. I just would like to also put in that since I've been here, we've never differentiated the amount, the raise for different groups. So if one group gets 8%, other groups get 8%. If we've had situations where we have had groups settle for, let's say 2%, and another group ended up settling for 3, we went back and made everybody whole with an extra percent. It is my belief that we treat all employees exactly the same when it comes to the percent. Now, of course, it's a very different amount, right? Because 8% of one is different than 8% of the other. But it is our intent to always treat all the employees equally.
I have one question.
Yes.
I don't know
there's no cap for any position. It's what the district can afford. And you will find if you look at a district here versus a district in LA versus a district in Placer County, they're going to have varying amounts that they pay their teachers, their superintendent, their principals, the whole group, because it just is dependent on, there's a whole lot of things it's dependent on, like what jobs they do. So for example, our principals are paid higher than the principals in Plumas Lake because our principals also are the director of special education, the director of the charter school, and the director of special programs, where they actually have employees that do that. So when you look at the totality of what we spend on administration versus what they spend, we actually spend less by the tune of $300,000 compared to the high school and $295,000 less than Plumas Lake. It looks elevated because you, like for example, you mentioned my salary. Well, we don't have a CEO because I do both of those jobs. So if you took the superintendent at Plumas Lake and you added his CEO onto that, the two salaries of them is much higher than mine. So those are things that are choices that are made in the district, but there's no cap on any of them. And we do try to have our salaries as best we can to attract the best and brightest.
Craig, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is over the entire salary schedule, correct? Not just one individual salary. It's
correct.
For classified management. It's all steps.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, thank you.
Well, the other thing I'm
Well, so parent educators are they're part of CSEA, so which is the classified union, and I met with them today for initial conversations. We can't have an agreement until tonight after they did the sunshine. So I am meeting with them again tomorrow, and then it will, assuming we come to an agreement, which I believe we will, it will come to the November meeting.
The reason they're behind is because of the state office down in Sacramento. We're not getting back to follow to get, everybody else got their sunshines in earlier. CSEA Sacramento was dragging its feet. It was not our people and it was not us with the intention. It was them and trying to get them up to where they wanted to be, so.
Thank you. Any other questions?
So is 11-11 on there?
No, there are first and a second. She's going to do the vote until the questions are answered. Yeah. So now you can take the vote.
Because I'm not going to say
because it's charter.
Aye.
Aye. I got you.
You couldn't hear?
No. They all said aye.
Okay. So passed. Moving on to 5.11.
So 5.11 and 5.12, the reason I bring them here as information items is that this is our charter, our dependent charter school. They have their own board that approves their agreements. I met with their board yesterday and their board approved the agreements, but I felt it was necessary to bring it here so that you saw that they are similar in nature, the 8% and all of that, to the other groups. And the one thing we did this year at the charter was we split, they used to negotiate teachers and classified together, and we split that this year because their needs are very different. And what was happening was, because they were together, their benefit package was falling off, way off, because the classified didn't get the benefits where the teachers did, and so the teachers felt guilty about putting it there, so they put it on salary, which is all part of negotiation. So they asked to split it this year, and we did that, and it's made it easier for them to come to agreements. There's no vote needed on these. It's just information only because they are the charter school.
So is this the first year that the classified staff will get some sort of benefits with the vision and the
so dental with and all that? Yeah, this is the first year they're getting that paid for, right? And the, for the audience, the funding for the charter school is completely separate from the district. We do all of their books and we do all of it. It's what's called a dependent charter, which means that they can't be in business without us taking care of it. But, and there's independent charters too, like some of you have heard of Horizon and those, mm-hmm. and they're their own entity. But our charter We cannot use district money to fund anything within the charter. The only thing we do is we share salaries of, like, the secretary, that one of the secretaries